Okay, approach on a bhukti. And we're on verse 98. Chiyante chasya karmani. Chiyante chasya karmani. Tasmin drishte parabare. Tasmin drishte parabare. Bahutvantan nishedhartam. Bahutvantan nishedhartam. Shrutyagitan chayatsputam. Shrutyagitan chayatsputam. Chiyante cha asya. Karmani tasmin drishte para avare bahutvam tan tat nishedha artam shrutya gitam cha yat sputam. Okay. There's been a discussion on the nature of prarabdha, that for the jnani, in fact, there is no prarabdha at all. And the reason there's no prarabdha is the prarabdha is mithya, along with the jiva, along with the whole maya upadhi, the prarabdha also is mithya. And so when knowledge takes place, the jiva, the individual recognizes, the jiva recognizes the mahavakya aham brahmasmi. Brahman doesn't have prarabdha. Brahman isn't transmigrating. Brahman is not mithya. Okay, and so in reality, there is no prarabdha for the self, for the atma. And so when a person recognizes aham brahmasmi, then you ask, do you have prarabdha? The person, if they're talking about who they are in reality, will say, no, there's no prarabdha for me. And yet, because when one gains knowledge and recognizes aham Brahman, I am Brahman, because the body doesn't disappear, the maya upadhi is still here, the jiva upadhi is still here, that jiva upadhi does have prarabdha, right? And since the jiva upadhi, since the prarabdha has already, since this body has already manifest in virat, in the Ishwara upadhi, right? Your jnanam is not going to remove the jiva upadhi. Your jnanam will remove whatever, what we call pratibhasika, whatever subjective projection is there. Like, for instance, my knowledge will remove the snake from the rope. Because the snake is my subjective projection. You all aren't seeing, you've all seen a rope. I've seen the snake. So that snake is subjective. So when I gain knowledge of the rope, the snake, the subjective projection will disappear. Similarly, in self-knowledge, whatever is a result, whatever is a the subjective effects of my self-ignorance, those will disappear. In other words, the sorrow that is caused by taking myself to be a limited being, the sorrow that's a direct result of that, that sorrow will disappear. That's why, for instance, in the tenth man's story, right, when the tenth man recognizes I am the tenth man, then all of the grief that was there in the tenth, being experienced by the tenth man as being responsible for killing the tenth man, and then his duty, and somebody has died, and all having to tell the parents, all of this kalpita, kalpita means all of this imagination, is eliminated with the knowledge, I am the tenth man, in that story. With the rope snake story, remember how Swamiji dilates that, the boy is walking along and rubs up against the rope, thinking it's a snake, and believes that he's been bitten, and he's going to only have 3 minutes to live, and he's writhing on the ground with all types of terror and fear and sorrow and remorse and all of these emotions that were generated, right, by his perception of the snake. When he sees there's no snake there, there's only a rope, all of those fears are removed. So tenth man, rope snake, these are good examples. You see another example is if you see mistake a post for like a criminal, a thief standing in the dark waiting to jump you, right? oh, the kind of fear and trepidation, and then you see it's only post. No, it goes away. It's subjective. It's pratibhasika, subjective. So here in self-knowledge, while you're living, while you have an upadhi, the subjective projections that are caused by the ajnanam goes away. That which causes you to take yourself as a limited being, the one who feels subject to death, separate from Ishvara, the one who feels that my ananda has to be gained from the world and protected, all of that goes away. It's subjective. But the Ishvara Srishti, remember there's Jiva Srishti and Ishvara Srishti. The Jiva Srishti is the subjective projection upon the Ishvara Srishti. The Ishvara Srishti is what is part of objective reality, and your mind, your knowledge, your imagination can't remove it. Right? And so therefore, the physical body, the Jiva Upadhi that has joined Virat, has taken birth within Virat, that will continue. So the very prarabdha that has taken form, has manifested in the creation, even once you gain knowledge, it will continue to run its course until it runs out. Once it runs out, there is nothing left in the Jiva Upadhi to cause transmigration again, because the mind already and the Ahankara is already resolved into the Atma. So even though for the Jivan Mukta, that I am Brahman is the reality, right? For the mind recognizes the self, the Ahankara recognizes self. That is the reality. But this is in Vyavahara. This is an empirical reality. And so it remains. So you say, for the Ajnani will ask, but for the one who doesn't understand, the prarabdha is continuing. Right? But from the standpoint of the Ajnani, the one who has self-knowledge, I am Brahman, I've never had prarabdha. None of the karmas are there for me. Right? Because I'm Brahman. Clear? Okay, so that's been the argument. And now, he's quoting a partial quote from a verse from the, I believe it's from the Mundaka. Let me see. I think it's the Mundaka. Anyway, let's read it. Kshiyante cha asya karmani. Asya means his karmas, the karmas of him. Cha. And his karmas, kshiyante, are destroyed. Kshiyante, passive. They are destroyed. Asya karmani, plural karmani. His karmas are kshiyante. They are destroyed. Tasmin drishte paravare. Absolute locative. Tasmin. When that paravara drishte is seen. Drishta, past passive participle in the locative. Tasmin means that in the locative. Paravare in the locative is a dwandva. Para and avara. Para means the higher and the lower. Nirguna saguna. That means the higher is nirguna brahman, satchirananda brahman, satyam jnanam anantam. The avara is the saguna brahman, means the maya upadhi. So when you say paravare, it means the whole, including the maya upadhi. So when the paravara, when that paravara drishte is seen, then his karmas, plural, perish, go away, are destroyed. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. Now, the key, why he's quoting this verse, is because of the use of the karma in the plural. There are three types of karma: sanchitta, prarabdha, and agami. So plural, not dual, not singular. Okay, so they say the use of karmas here includes the prarabdha karma. Right? So when one sees the whole, then all of the karmas are destroyed. Because of recognizing what I am, akatta. That's the destruction. In fact, there's no destruction of anything. It's a destruction that's brought about by knowledge. The knowledge is I've never had sanchitta agami or prarabdha karma. The sanchitta means that all of the unmanifest collected karmas from beginningless time that have not yet fructified, that's the sanchitta. Agami. are all of the karmas that I accrue in this lifetime. All of the karmas that are to come. All right? So all that are being accrued in this lifetime, the prarabdha karmas are those karmas which are now in the process of fructifying, right, in the form of this life. So sanchitta, one, agami, two, prarabdha, three. These three karmas, all of them are destroyed when that, which is the paravara, the paravare, the whole, the nirguna brahman and saguna brahman, Ishwara, Brahman and Ishwara, with Maya Upadhi, when that drishte is seen. Is seen means vijnanam, aparoksha jnanam, recognized, understood, not indirect knowledge. Okay? That's why we use seen. When we say is known or is seen, we mean in is seen to mean direct, immediate knowledge. It's recognized. Okay? So now he says in the second line, bahutvam tat nisheda artam shrutya yitamcha yatsputam. The bahutam, being many, means using the plural. In Karamani, the bahutvam, the manyness, tan nisheda artam is for the sake of negating that tat. That stands for the prarabdha. And now here, this is Shankara talking now. The use of the plural in the preceding sentence, which is a quote from the Mundaka, this use of the plural is for the sake, artam, of negating, nisheda, the negation of that. Of that stands for the prarabdha karma. Because they could have just said when your karma, otherwise you just say generally when your karma, when you gain this knowledge, your karma is negated. He says karmas in that verse, in order to include all three types of karma. So that's
plural, literally what this verse is saying?
The first line is a quote, right, from the Mundaka, and now what Shankara is saying, the use of the plural, the bhuvutvam, in that verse, to add the words, is for the sake of negating that. That stands for the prarabdha. Okay? So now it'll make a little more sense when I finish it. Shruti, shrutya, by the shruti, instrumental, feminine, instrumental singular, by the shruti, gitam, it is said. Gitam means it is sung. It is, we just say in English, we'll say it is said. Past passive participle, from guide to sing. It is said by the shruti, cha, don't need to translate, yet sputam, that which is sputam, adverb, clearly, that which is clearly said by the Shruti. Right? So we would say, if I were to translate the whole thing, the bahutvam, the being many, the being many, which is clearly stated by the Shruti, is for the sake of negating the prarabdha, negating that, for the sake of the negation, the nisheda, of that prarabdha. So the manyness which is sputam, clearly gitam stated, shrutya, by the shruti, ten nishedartam, is for the sake of the negation, nisheda, of that. Artam, when it ends a compound, almost always means for the sake of, for the sake of, for the purpose of. Okay? So that's a little, just for reading, to know that. Okay? Everybody see it? Let's chant it together. Shriyante chasya karmani, shriyante chasya karmani, tasmin drishte paravare, tasmin drishte paravare, bahutvam tannishe dhartham, bahutvam tannishe dhartham, shrutyagi tancha yatsputam, shrutyagi tancha yatsputam, uchate gnyar balat jaykat, uchate gnyar balat jaykat, tadanarita dvayagamaha, vedantam, vedantam, Vedanta Mattahanancha, Vedanta Madhahanancha Yato Jnanam Iti Shrutihi Yato Jnanam Iti Shrutihi Uchate Ajnayihi Balat Cha Etat Tada Anartha Dvaya Agamaha Compound Anartha Dvaya Agamaha Vedanta Mata Hanam Cha Vedanta Mata Hanam Cha Yataha Jnanam Iti Shrutihi Uchate It is said from Vach passive. It is said, Ajnahi, by those who are ignorant. Balat. Balat means by the force or by the strength. And how Shankara, it's just used adverbially, just from the force of the ongoing ajnana. Let's see what he says. Abhiveka samarityat. Because of the strength or the capacity of the avivēka, that's the force. It's the ongoing reality, the ongoing mithyajñānam that an ajñāni is living with, right? That I am the kartā. This world is separate from me. That's beginningless understanding until one gains knowledge. That's the strength. That's the force there. So avivēka samarityat. For those of you who have this, if you wanted to just see it, it's on the second to the last line, Samarityat, and the first up from the bottom, Samarityat. You see that? And then Abhiveka Samarityat. That's just because what do they mean by balat? Okay, so it is said by the Ajnanis just from that force, the cha. Shankar has that cha. Just standing for also seeing the Atma as being dual. He says, Jakarat Advayatmanam Napashyanti. He doesn't see, they don't see the Atma as Advaya, as non-dual. So sometimes a cha is thrown in order to bring to mind something additional. And so that's how the Bhasha is saying about that cha. So it says, it is said by the Ajnanis out of force. What that Prarabdha is there. That's what they're referring to. This is said. See the etat? Etat? This is said by the Ajnanis just by the force of avivēka. The kind of the beginningless notion of avivēka. That there is no Prarabdha. And that and there's a cha there. And what does that cha mean? They don't see. It means that they don't see the non-dual nature of the Atma.
I'm just a little confused. That's implied in here is that they are saying there is karma because they don't.
Yeah, this is still carrying on at how the Ajnanis, person who doesn't have knowledge, believes there is prarabdha karma.
Okay.
And so he's just winding this section up because he's spent several verses actually winding this up. So. The agent stands for that, right? That prarabdha karma is, you know, that there is prarabdha karma is said, uchate, by the ajnanis, just out of force of habit, we could say, through the force of the avivēka, cha. And the force of the avivēka, and that they don't see, you know, that there's prarabdha, and they see the atma as dual, right? That's understood. That's how the bhashyakara takes that cha. To add, just not only they see that they believe that there's prarabdha and they believe that they don't see the advaya atma. So sometimes now that's not in the verse, but sometimes when you read the bhasha, there's a cha there. They'll say, this cha is there to remind you of this additional fact. Right? Okay. So uchate agnyahi balat cha etat. So, and it now, so they say, this is what they say out of this force of ajnanam. Tada, then, that being so, anartadvaya agamaha, That then, tada, there is the agama, the coming into being, the birth, the arising of two anarthas, two calamities, two misfortunes. An artha is something can be something important, fortunate, or meaningful, and anartha is something that is inauspicious, calamitous, a misfortune. Dvaya means twofold anarthas. Twofold anarthas come into being. Then he says, Vedanta Matta Hanam. The Hanam, the destruction of the Vedanta Matta. The Vedanta Matta is the Sampradaya. The Matta is, like the Shankara, the Matta is the thought or the vision of the Vedanta. What is it that the Vedanta has to say? That is destroyed. The Vedanta Matta Hanam, the destruction of the Vedanta Matta. Yet the because of which there is jnanam, from which there is jnanam. Iti shrutihi. This verse is a little grammatically difficult.
Well, the two problems, you destroy the vision, the lineage of the vision, the teaching?
No, it's something that, let me tell you just a minute, let me read it in the Sanskrit here.
Okay.
Let me tell you, he doesn't tell exactly what in the verse, what exactly these two, the two doshas are, the two anarthas are. Mm-hmm. So for those who want to, who has this thing?
I have.
Okay. I'm just going to read it to you. It's the very bottom, the very last line there. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. I'm just going to tell you what it means. But if you read the very last line on this page 23, it says, Tetra, there, the prarabdha rupasya dvaitasya angikare, in accepting angikare, when there is the acceptance of the duality, dvaita, dvaitasya angikare, when there is the angikare, the acceptance of the duality, in the form of prarabdha, prarabdha rupasya dvaitasya angikare, when one accepts that duality in the form of prarabdha, anir moksha prasangaha. That lead, prasanga means that leads to, that will result in that. That accepting that there is a duality in the form of the prarabdha karma means prarabdha karma is real. So when that is accepted, that will prasangaha. That will lead to anir moksha, the absence of moksha, the annihilation of moksha. Okay? That ekaha dosha. That's the first dosha. Okay. So the first dosha is the prasanga, what leads to, the first dosha is this annihilation of moksha. That's a big one.
Real big.
Then,
and dosha is misfortune?
Dosha is error. The misfortune is anartha. Dosha is error, or better word for dosha than error, we use error as a defect.
Defect.
Defect. Yeah. Then, moksha abhave. In the abhava, in the absence of moksha, when the moksha is not there, because it's, you know, just got rid of that.
Yeah.
Jnana sampradaya. For the jnana sampradaya, meaning the teaching tradition, the passing on of knowledge, the jnana sampradaya, Uccheda rupaha. There is the uccheda, the cutting, the severing of the jnana sampradaya.
Well,
do you know why?
Yeah.
Right? If there's no, if the prarabdha doesn't remain here in the mitya, right? There's going to be. Well, I don't know if that's what, that's another thing. It might mean it's also. Let's think about it for a minute. He talks about this earlier, so let me just bring it in. If the prarabdha doesn't continue in the mitya, right?
If
the prarabdha as mitya,
yeah,
doesn't continue. See, if you say that once a person gains knowledge, there can't be any prarabdha continuing in the mitya, yeah, there is no jnana sampradaya.
Yeah.
Because if you were to gain knowledge,
they'd all disappear.
If you would disappear, that's the end of it. Yeah. So there's no sampradaya remaining. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. There's no moksha, there's no sampradaya. So on the one side, so I think that's what they mean here. On the one side, there's no moksha because I'm dual. Prarabdha is real. So I gain knowledge, but I still have prarabdha. That means I am still the jiva. You see what I mean? But then if the prarabdha, and this is all a prior discussion, if the prarabdha disappears from the mitya, right, then there's no sampradaya. So on either end, there's a huge problem. First of all, I won't have knowledge, and from the side of myself, and from the side of the mitya, from the maya upadi, there's no sampradaya.
They're saying there's no sampradaya in the absence of moksha. Right?
No, there's two doshas. The first dosha is, in the absence of moksha, there's no sampradaya.
So that doesn't mean that the teacher doesn't have moksha, so how can the teacher continue?
Actually, that's why there's another way of taking this. If I say, I can go like this too, and that maybe this is how he means it, though I think it's one of those things you can take both ways. The first dosha is that in accepting the prarabdha as being real, then I'm accepting dvaita. If I accept dvaita, then I am a limited being. Then there's no moksha. Moksha is destroyed. If the moksha is destroyed, if there's no moksha, then not only do you lose the moksha, but there's no sampradaya, right? Because there is no moksha for there to be a sampradaya. That could be all he means, but previously, and just take it simply like that, but this other is true too, and he talks about it in the earlier verses. And that is, if the jiva, if you think that for there to really be knowledge, the prarabdha in the mitya has to disappear, then there can be no sampradaya, because nobody will be left to teach. As soon as you get knowledge, you disappear. So that's also not true.
I wonder if Shankar also with all this, you know, maybe it's highlighting problems of his day, you know, thoughts that people had.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why you study all the darshanas. And in the Brahma Sutras, Shankara, in his commentary on the Brahma Sutras, in the second, Brahma Sutras has four chapters. In the second chapter, he goes through every single darshana. You know, like the Sankhya, the Yoga, the Vaisheshikas, the Nyayas, the Bauda. And each one, he negates all of their major tenets. Because he's dealing, it would be like today, we would take all of the different darshanas that are alive, that are living today. And each one of those we would take one by one, look at everything they have to say, and where that is fallacious, and not holding, you know, not holding strong, they would be negated.
That's what we
need. Well, that text is begging to be written, then.
Yeah, it is.
Well, if you read, like, you know, all of the books that we do, like for instance, Panchadashi was written in, what, 12th or 13th century?
Yeah.
And there's many other Prakarna Granthas also, that go and they negate the arguments of the day in their commentaries, as well as in their verses. That's what they do. That's their manana. Okay, these people are saying this, so let's discuss that. And then that's how the Vedanta is kept current. That it becomes relevant because it has to address what is being said now.
Yeah. Can I ask quickly the use of the word dvaya in the top sentence? You know, in that
dvaitasya?
Compound,
mm-hmm.
Is dvaya, what is the substantive? Is dvaya the dual?
Don't you see dvaita?
No, in the verse itself. It goes
uchate nyayi balat cha etat tada anartha dvaya. Dvaya means both.
Right, so is that dvaya, is the dual usage, and what is the substantive for?
The word is dvaya. Dvaya, dvaya means both.
Dvaya.
Yeah, group of two.
I see.
Yeah.
What does balat mean? I thought that was...
Balat means from the force. From the force. force.
It's not Bala then.
No, it's not Bala. It's Bala.
Okay.
No, let's chant this. This is kind of a hard verse grammatically. So. Uchate jnana palachaitat. Uchate jnana palachaitat. Tada narattvaya gamaha. Tada narattvaya gamaha. Vedantamatahanamcha. Vedantamatahanamcha. Yato jnanam iti shrutihi. Yato jnanam iti shrutihi. Tripan changan yato vakshe. Tripan changan yato vakshe. Purvoktasya hilabdhaye. Purvoktasya hilabdhaye. Taishya sarvaisada karyam. Taishya sarvaisada karyam. Nididhyasana mevatu. Nididhyasana mevatu. Three pancha angani. Ataha vakshe purvoktasya hi labdhiye taihi cha sarvaihi sada karyam nididhyasanam eva tu. Three means three. Pancha means five. So how are we saying three fives is 15? Okay. Three pancha, three fives is 15. Angani, 15 limbs. Three pancha angani, ataha, now. Vakshe, I will tell 15 limbs. Purvoktasya hi labdiye. From labdiye is in the dative, for the labdiye, for the attainment, for the gain of purvoktasya, of what has been said before. He is just emphasis. Now I will tell 15 limbs for attaining, like labdiye is like hariye. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of it. Okay. For the attainment of purva upta. Upta, what is said, purva before. So we said, for gaining what has previously been stated. Taihi saravaihi, and by all of these, 15, taihi saravaihi, instrumental plural, sada, always karyam is to be done, potential participle. Sadaha, karyam is to be done. Nididhyasanam is to always be done with the help of all of these. With all of these. Means with the aid of all of these, we'll see. Eva too. That too, as in the Bhasha, it can be looked at as two ways. It's like, first of all, in the world of the Adhikari, there is the Uttama or Adi Adhikari, the Madhyama Adhikari, the Mandana Adhikari. The Uttama is the Adhikari who, upon hearing this knowledge, gets it, walks away. Right? Like Shvetaketu, who was told nine times Tatvamasi in the Chandogya, and then he sees it. Antakarna Shuddhi, all the qualifications are there in a very high degree, and so when being exposed to the, you know, the Shravana Manana Nididhyasana, being exposed to the Shastra, to the teaching, sees it, free. The mandana and the madhyama, the middling, and mandana, the slower adhikari, means, all that means is none of us are uttama adhikaris anymore. There's too much baggage, emotional baggage and whatnot. So the antakarna shuddhi for everybody, as Swamiji will say. You know, there's a lot of maturity that has to take place. Mm-hmm. And so for those people, this knowledge has been given, but the mind has some lag time in owning it up, and really fully owning it up, because of the need for antakarana shuddhi, purity of mind, the karma yoga, you know, the resolution of raga, dvesha, likes and dislikes, all of these things that we're dealing with in the Bhagavad Gita. So there's some maturity that needs to take place. So for that, those people who have not walked away at this point, then I'm going to tell you, Vakshe, 15 angas, 15 limbs, 15 things that are helpful, that will help you. So the nididhyasana, contemplation upon this knowledge, is to be continually done, sadha karyam. It is to always be done, right? With all of these factors, 15 factors, that I'm going to give you now that are aids, okay? So one is looking at the madhyama mandana adhikari. The other is, when we get into these 15 limbs, you'll see that he's taking the limbs from the Ashtanga Yoga, some of them, Niyama, Yama, Yama, Niyama, Pratyahara, Dhyanam, all of these, and some others. But he is interpreting them differently. So he accepts the Yama, Niyama, and all of this, but he has something else to say about them in terms of your gaining this knowledge. It's very beautiful. Yeah. I love this part. When I had Swamiji did this for us and we got to this part, I was just... I was so happy. He went through these things because he really, Shankar really says what it is in light of Advaita, in light of this knowledge.
What does it mean to always be done?
It means continually. Your mind, you have to hold your mind continually in this vision. It means everything that you do, all of your sadhana, everything relates back to this vision. You know, so nididhyasana becomes a continual sadhana for you.
In your daily life?
In your daily life. But what you think, what you would think now is, okay, that means that continually that I have to be like this.
Yeah.
But Shankara has something else to say about that, what that actually means. It's very beautiful. Okay. So we'll see. So right now he's just introducing.
That's wonderful. Thank
now
you.
I think for most of the rest of the rest of this book now, we're going to be doing these 15 angas.
Oh, okay.
It's for the Madhyama and Mandana Adhikari. Okay, so let's chant this one and then we'll
take... what's the third Adhikari?
And Mandana.
Mandana.
That's the dull way.
Dentals. All dentals. Mandana.
What's that guy's problem?
You name it.
You just name it. Just look at ourselves. All of the problems that you can put together in a little bag. Make it. Tripanchanganyato vakshe. Purvoktasya hi labdhaye. Purvoktasya hi labdhaye. Taischa sarvais sadakarayam. Kashya sarvaisadakaryam nididhyasanamevatu. Okay, let's stop there.